Quaker Public Radio. This is the Merovingi coming to you today, humbly, with apologies for not having a formal topic ready for this podcast. Instead, I would like to make sure to draw everyone's attention to the new DNS vulnerability that has been disclosed on the internet. I'm sure by the time you're listening to this, you have already read every article about the new DNS vulnerability, and I'm sure there are new things that are going to come out tomorrow, but I just wanted to take this time to make sure and draw everyone's attention to this, because I dare say that this is going to be a fairly big deal and a fairly big problem for, you know, a lot of corporations and for a large piece of the internet. I would like to give credit to C.S. Weasel. On his blog, he has a pretty good bit of information, including links to other blog posts and, you know, and different information about the DNS vulnerability, which, again, for those who don't know, is mcgrewsecurity.com. That's where I have found a lot of my information about this this particular vulnerability, and, you know, and following the links and comments that are on his website, you know, you can go and find the other, the Slashdot posts, the other blog posts out there, you know, pertaining to the vulnerability, how it works, and ultimately that if you are not currently patched for this vulnerability, you should probably look at getting patched. And if you don't know whether or not, you know, you are patched, Dan Kaminsky's website, you know, the individual who is credited with discovering this vulnerability, at his website, DoxProxa, or DoxPara, he has a little tool on the right-hand side of his webpage that says, check my DNS, and it will run some little tests and basically see whether or not you're vulnerable to this DNS problem. And his website is, again, DoxPara, that's DoxPara.com, and I would definitely go and check to see, you know, if you are vulnerable, if the results show that you are vulnerable, if you are a sysadmin, netadmin, you know, you probably want to look at how to fix this problem, how to resolve this problem. If you are not, you know, a sysadmin, netadmin, you know, then you might want to contact whoever is in charge of your DNS server, and I'm sure they probably already know, but again, just to draw their attention to this, because, you know, once again, this is, this definitely has a lot of potential to be a very bad thing, but at the same time, you know, it may not draw, or it may not become, you know, a huge ordeal, provided everyone is up to date and patched and things like that. So again, just to draw everyone's attention, you know, to this, because ultimately I did not have a more formal topic to discuss, which again, I apologize for. So have a good rest of the afternoon, evening, whatever time this that you are listening to this, and enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.